Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's racebook has you covered.
Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Santa Anita. Come out and watch and wager at iconic Santa Anita Park. By Data Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By DKHorse.com, California horse players can watch and wager through DraftKings on racing around the world at DKHorse.com. By Legacy Ranch, get your young horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By the newly renovated OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Northern and Southern California each racing day. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And by the South Point Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. And now, here are your hosts, John Lindo and Bob Ike.
And good morning and welcome to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo. I'll be joined in just a second by my regular co-host, Mr. Bob Ike. Sun is out today at Santa Anita. We're back on the grass. Main track will be listed as fast. Turf course will be listed as good. And it's a good card of 9 races today. First post time, 12:30. Tomorrow, with the time change tonight going to daylight savings time, Santa Anita will begin Sunday at 1 p.m., so make a note of that. And three good stakes races today at Santa Anita. Race number 6 is the Santa Isabel Stakes. There are Kentucky Oaks qualifying points on the line for the 3-year-old fillies. Race 7, the San Simeon down the hill at Santa Anita on the turf. And race number 8, the Grade 1 Beholder Mile. So a lot of interesting races today at Santa Anita. And to talk about some of the action there and the news of the week, both on and off the track, let's bring in our regular co-host, Mr. Bob Ike. Bob, after that deluge and cloudburst on Thursday afternoon, It's amazing that we're already back on the turf because you sent me a note that it absolutely poured Thursday.
Yeah, good morning, John. I live just a few miles from Santa Anita, and for a short period of time on Thursday afternoon, it rained about as hard as it can rain, including thunder, lightning, hail. If you saw pictures of some of the streets in Arcadia flooding, it was almost like a flash flood situation. It didn't last long, but it rained hard. I figured Friday might be in jeopardy, but the Friday races went off the turf and today back on turf, which is a good thing. The turf course will be listed as good. I've always thought this grass course handled water pretty well, and very happy we're on the turf today because there are some good quality turf races today.
Yeah, it'll be nice and warm out there today. Looking forward to watching the races there at Santa Anita. Let's talk a little bit about what happened last Sunday. The Santa Anita Handicap was run, and I tell you what, it turned out to be a pretty good race.
It was a good race, and Newgate needed every bit of the mile and a quarter and got up to nail a very unlucky Subsanador trained by John Sadler, Hector Berrios. They were kind of carving out the pace, got loose at the quarter pole. I thought maybe home free. I did like Newgate in the race, but I wasn't sure he was going to get there. He's kind of a grinder. He doesn't have a quick turn of foot, but Frankie Dettori and Bob Baffert teamed up there. He kept coming. He got up on the wire, and like I said, he needed every bit of that 10 furlongs. Turned out to be a good race. John, it's pretty much a two-horse race. Everybody else either faded out of there or didn't really fire, so I thought the first two ran pretty well.
Absolutely, and I understand it looks like the connections for Newgate, they're taking a really long look maybe at possibly going to Dubai for the Dubai World Cup at Maidan City. So we'll see where that – we'll follow up, and when we get the confirmation where exactly he goes, we'll let everybody know. Let's talk about some of the off-the-track events from last week, and not surprisingly, Hisa is in the news again on a couple of things. First of all, how about earlier this week, the Horse Racing Integrity and Safety Authority, that's HISA, they dropped the University of Kentucky Equine Analytical Testing Laboratory for one of their accredited labs. There were six accredited labs to do all the testing from the horse racing, all the tests that come in from the different venues. The University of Kentucky was one. Their director, Scott Stanley, was removed from his position. So there is an ongoing personal investigation there, and I don't think we've heard the end of that story, Bob.
Yeah, as you said, John, one of the six accredited labs, University of Kentucky, the director was removed, and another article I read said he removed himself, so I guess that's a little bit in question. Dr. Scott Stanley was not happy with the turnaround times on the samples or the chain of custody. So there's an ongoing personnel investigation. HISA seems to make a lot of news for being an off-track entity, and they are back in the news again. They stopped sending samples there to the University of Kentucky in mid-February. So it looks like the other labs are going to have to pick up some work, and we will see what happens at U of K.
Well, also from the HISA network of events, trainer Rusty Arnold, who will never be in the book labeled cheaters. This is a guy that's about as clean as they come. I guess he was assigned a seven-day suspension that is started, and a horse named Figgy had a positive for a medication called Tramadol, and it was just a very trace positive. He absolutely denies that he had anything to do with that. And he sent a letter out, and I thought it was very interesting. He made a lot of salient points and some recommendations that I think the industry would be a lot better off if they adhered to.
John, I thought it was a very powerful letter. I think he wrote it for the HBPA, was picked up by the Pollock Report. As you mentioned, a painkiller in humans called Tramadol, very, very trace element. We're talking nanograms, again, millionths, billionths of milliliters, and he talked about contamination, and the industry is going to have to do a better job and a more common sense job, because these horses are handled by so many people. There's a van ride, there are receiving barns. These horses are not under the watchful eye of the trainer every second of every day. I think we need some common sense approach. That's what Rusty Arnold appealed to in his article. He's going to take his suspension. He's going to take his fine, but he absolutely denies giving anything to his horse. The owners have to forfeit the purse money. And he basically called for trainers to unite and give a strong, unified voice because they got him this time, but it could be anybody. So trainers out there, I think you better get strong with this situation and get together because these contamination positives make no sense, and they're in really endangering trainers' livelihoods.
Absolutely. I thought there were a couple of interesting quotes in there. He said in his article, any trainer who thinks this can't happen to them has their head in the sand. Your turn is coming, as mine just did. And he also mentioned, too, and he's a guy that believes in HESA. It's not like he's against, you know, the entity of overseeing all the different laws regarding the medications and whatnot. But he said, HESA, you are the law of the land, but don't forget how you got here. You didn't get in by majority vote. You didn't come in the front door. You snuck in the basement at midnight, so it's up to you to work with the majority. So I think those are points that should be well taken. They should be respected. And, you know, we want this to work, but the rollout has been anything but smooth.
And, let's John, also talk about, let's point out, John, real quickly, the budget from HISA, $77 million, they ask for the states, the racetracks, to fund all that. It's not funded by the federal government. They're asking basically the racing industry in the states to fund something that a lot of people didn't even want and at a very, very big price tag, and I'm sure many, many members of their staff are very well paid, and they just need to do a better job.
Yeah, again, it's not a job, a rollout that I would want to have to be in charge of, but it's got to be done right. Let's talk about, there was one other change, and that was in California. The 2018 Santa Anita Derby winner was disqualified. It only took 5 years, but it finally came down earlier this week.
CHRB is paying Mick Ruiz, the owner of Bolt d'Oro, $300,000 and has directed the stewards to disqualify Justify, by the way, undefeated Triple Crown winner who is on the ballot to go into the Hall of Fame this year, actually is one of the finalists to go in the Hall of Fame. This was also likely a contamination because Justify tested positive for scopolamine, which is often in Jimson weed. There were many other positives for that same substance in many barns at that time at Santa Anita. And I think what happened, and really the main issue with this, is how the CHRB handled it. It was done behind closed doors. It was never disclosed that Justify had a positive. It did not come out until there was an article in the New York Times. So Mick Ruiz collecting $300,000, horse disqualified. I think there can be appeals to this, John. I'm not sure that the connections of Justify are just going to accept this and return all the purse money. I would expect there to be more litigation involved.
Well, it took a long time, and you know, I credit Mick Ruiz for being diligent. And you know, at the time of that this race was run, scopolamine was on the list of you know, it was a rated class 3 drug, and anybody who had a positive test, no matter how it got in there, were subject to an automatic disqualification. So that's finally been upheld. And again, if there are any changes to that, we'll follow up. But there is a new Santa Anita Derby winner from 5 years ago, and that's Bolt d'Oro. And you know, the nice thing is both of those horses, Justify and Bolt d'Oro, they turned out to be terrific stallions.
Yeah, no question, John. And I hope this won't impact Justify's Hall of Fame status. I mean, every horse that's won the Triple Crown goes into the Hall of Fame. He had a short career, but a brilliant career, undefeated at least on the racetrack.
Absolutely. Well, let's get on to racing finally. Let's talk about some racing today. You and I are huge fans of the downhill turf sprints at Santa Anita, and race 7 today is the Grade 3 San Simeon down the hill, a field of 9 in there. The morning line favorite, a very lukewarm morning line favorite, is number 7, Lane Way, coming back for trainer Richard Mandela. Wanted you to take a look at this race, and who do you like in here?
Yeah, you're right, John. It's a really competitive race. We love these down-the-hill races. They produce close, exciting finishes, and you can win from anywhere, which is what I like about the Hill. You don't need to have a lot of speed like you do usually in the turf shoot races. You can come from out of it. And I'm going to pick a horse in here. First of all, I think there's three really course specialists in here, and I'm going to focus in on those three, starting with number 8, Air Force Red, has been away since June for trainer Leonard Powell. This is a horse who can fire fresh. He's got good tactical speed. He's outside, and he's run very well over the Hill before. So I think the price is fair on that horse at 4-1. I think you have to respect the morning line favorite, Lane Way, who also has a history of running very well down the Hill. The 5 furlongs was way too sharp for him last time at Del Mar. And then Mucho de Oro got beat a dirty nose by Aridio, who is in this race. He did most of the dirty work up on the front end, battled on the lead, got nailed on the wire. Again, a horse who has run very well over the Hill. So I'm going to focus on those three because I know they're going to run their races. I think one of the three wins. I'll use all three in my rolling bets. Hard to separate them, but maybe a slight edge for me to Air Force Red.
Well, I know you produced your handicapping sheet for today. Again, we're back on the turf, which is great. We got the Coast to Coast Pick 5 today. That's an all-stakes Coast to Coast, the 2 stakes races at Gulfstream Park, the 3 stakes races at Santa Anita. That Coast to Coast sequence will start about just after 1 o'clock our time. And let's get a radio play from you from Santa Anita today.
Well, I'm going to go to the 5th race, and this is the first leg of the late Pick 5, last leg of the early Pick 5, another good competitive turf race. And I'm going to try number 8, My Favorite Daughter. This mare, now she's not exactly a win machine, has not won since 2022. I thought was best last time. Hesitated, was off very slowly, raced wide on the far turn. Still was only beaten less than a length when finishing 4th. I like that Pratt gets aboard. I think she's best with a target to run at, not as much as she had to do last time, but she can be more tactical than that. And maybe she'll get a long overdue win here at 5-1. 5th race, number 8, My Favorite Daughter at 5-1. The horse I fear most, John, I think is the horse you like. And she is very, very sharp right now. First time in forever, has rattled off 2 straight wins. She's definitely the horse to beat. I'm a little concerned that she's coming back in just 3 weeks because she's usually done well with time between races. But she's razor sharp. Again, Leo Powell's got a live one in here. So that's my main threat. That's my exacta box. But I'll give the edge to number 8, My Favorite Daughter. And, John, I know you've produced the Lindo Report, which is in the South Point every racing day. And, by the way, John, I'll be up at the South Point a week from today playing the races there. So can't wait for that. And your sheet, you've also not only done Santa Anita, but you've done the Coast to Coast Pick 5 today. So tell us who you're going to pick for the radio.
I'm going to go down to the 9th and final and look for a price here, Bob. In the 9th race today, number 7, Breezy Blue, is by Air Force One, so that means turf sprinting. Adam Kitchingman is sneaky good with first-time starters, and especially turf sprints. He has a good record with the turf sprints. You see the good work pattern, including fast gate drills. This is just 5 furlongs, so you better come out running. Jose Valdivia, a rider he uses regularly. This horse looks well spotted in this Calbred maiden race. At 12-1 on the morning line, I think there's value for number 7, Breezy Blue, race 9 today at Santa Anita. Let's go ahead and take our first break, Bob. When we come back, Bob Mazursky and Bruce Finkelstein will look at the other stakes races today at Santa Anita. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA on the home of Angels Baseball, AM 830 KLAA, and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio, AM 830.
Fans, we have a great weekend of live racing lined up at Santa Anita Park. Today brings us the Grade 3 San Simeon Stakes and the Grade 3 Santa Isabel Stakes. But the highlight of today's card is the Grade 1 Beholder Mile, which includes Grade 1 winner Adair Manor and the good-looking Todd Pletcher and Vader Greenup. First post today is 12:30 p.m. Sunday is highlighted by the $100,000 China Doll Stakes, with daylight savings moving the clock forward. First post Sunday will be 1 p.m. with gates opening at 11 a.m. Today, we will also have a jockey signing and print giveaway, with the first 1,000 fans in attendance receiving a free Santa Anita jockey colony print with paid admission. The jockeys will be on hand to sign those prints
from 11:15 to 12:15 p.m. in the East Paddock Gardens. Our infield is open again, so bring the whole family. And while you're out here, pick up a collector's edition Lava Man pin. And mark your calendars as we will bring you the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby on April 6th, right here at Santa Anita, the great race place.
Developed by Horseman, Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at Horsebills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice is sent. For owners, you get a free account, comprehensive dashboard with information on all horses owned and billing records, ACH and credit card payment options. For vendors, generate invoices efficiently and receive payments quickly from both owners and other vendors. Syndicate and partnership managers get flexible billing and payment options to both vendors and syndicate members. For more info, call 888-938-4643, 888-938-4643, or log on to horsebills.com. That's horsebills.com.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch offers 145 beautifully manicured acres designed specifically for breeding, raising, and training of the competitive racehorse. Large irrigated pastures and private grass paddocks provide the optimum environment for your mares and offspring. The newly renovated 5/8 of a mile training track, supervised by well-known track man Richard Tedesco, provides a safe surface to start your young horses on their way. Stallion Clubhouse Ride continues to produce sound, durable offspring that handle all distances and surfaces. Stallion Straight Fire was an outstanding juvenile himself and is passing along his early speed and precocity. Contact Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 for stallion bookings or to schedule a tour, or check out the online farm tour at LegacyRanchInc.com. Get your program started the right way at Legacy Ranch. You'll be glad you did.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Lovely as a summer day. And welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo with Bob Ike. And before we get to Bob, just want to mention, in that commercial break, you heard an ad for Santa Anita talking about the Jockey Colony poster giveaway and the autograph signing. That has been postponed. That event will happen a week from tomorrow. That'll be St. Patrick's Day, Sunday, March the 17th. So the poster giveaway and the autographs from the jockeys will be on, that'll be Sunday, March the 17th. So get that down on your calendar. And Bob, I know talking about some of the other things going on, before we get into that, let's talk about our Cowbred of the Week.
Definitely, John. Cowbred of the Week is Asada Fries, who is a winner of a Cowbred allowance on Big Cap Day Sunday. Asada Fries is a homebred for Legacy Ranch by the Legacy Ranch Stallion Clubhouse Ride out of the In Excess Mare Salty Fries, trained by Craig Lewis. The winner's share of $40,200 puts her career earnings over $165,000 from just 8 starts. And, John, how about an honorable mention to Closing Remark? She was retired this week, a tough cowbred mare who won many, many graded stakes races on the turf, banked over $1 million for Carla Gaines and Harris Farm. So honorable mention to Closing Remarks. And, John, tell us also about that Cowbred Horse of the Year dinner coming up.
Right. The 2023 Cowbred Horse of the Year will be announced this Tuesday at the CTBA Awards Dinner. That'll be held at the Le Meridian Hotel. Its tickets are still available. If you want to get out there and check out all the action, you can contact Christy Chapman at the CTBA offices or go online to Christy, C-H-R-I-S-T-Y, at CTBA.com and ask her about how to get tickets. It'll be a good event. Let's go ahead and bring in our next guest, and that's Mr. Bob Mazursky from todaysracingdigest.com. And Bob, we've got the Grade 1 Beholder Mile today, and for the last year or so, Adari Miner has kind of been the dominant older filly and mare on the dirt routing in Southern California. But it's a little different scenario in here. You've got some more speed, and you got a field of nine. She's the 5-2 favorite, but I don't think she's a slam dunk. I wanted you to take a look at the race and see what you thought.
Oh, I agree with you totally. I think she's very vulnerable in here. And, you know, she's won a lot of races, as you said, but a lot of them have come in slow pace, short field. So it's certainly a different scenario today, as you mentioned. So I was looking at the two Fletcher horses coming in from out of town, Green Up and Interstate Daydream. They both can finish. They both, they're a combined 12 for 22, so they certainly know where the wire is. I think it's interesting that, you know, Green Up has been on the sidelines, but Johnny Velasquez comes out to ride her. He rode her last time when she won in New York. Interstate Daydream is making her first start for Fletcher against the Tory. She's the horse that's won close. Sweet Azteca, I think she's going to give Adair Manor a battle on the front end and probably will outrun her early. She's an interesting possibility to me just because she might be the speed of the speed and maybe she'll freak out going long. She certainly was a very impressive winner last time against much softer. And then, Desert Dawn finally won a race last time. If the race falls apart, she's got to be a contender. So I would spread the race out, and I would just take a stand against the Dear Manor and use the horses I mentioned.
Bob Ike, what do you have for Mr. Mazursky?
Hey, Bob, good morning. Really good card today. I think you would agree. Where do you want to go for your Santa Anita selection?
I'm going to go to the very first race. I like number 3, Disco Tribute. He won at this distance earlier in the meet. Then he went over to Los Al and won one of the 1,000-yard races at night. So he's definitely sharp. He can sit close, which I like in a 5-furlong race. You get risk bleeder rides. So number 3, Disco Tribute in race 1.
So that's race number 1. Number 3, Disco Tribute, 4-1 on the morning line. That's for Bob Mazursky. All of Bob's selections can be had at todaysracingdigest.com. And, Bob, just want to let you know, Jay Priven and I are going to go catch the Kings tonight. So we'll give a little route there for you over the Staples Center.
No, absolutely. They need all the wins they can get to stay in the hunt for the playoffs. So, yeah, it should be a good game tonight. Dallas is a very good team.
Yeah. Oh, I guess it's crypto.com now. Excuse me for that. Yes. But wherever it is, we're going to show up and go watch the game. How's that?
All right. Have fun. Good luck.
All right. That was Bob Mazursky from todaysracingdigest.com. Let's bring in our next guest, and that's Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com, who gave us a winner last week at Oaklawn Park. Time for Truth at 6:60. Bruce, I want you to take a look at the other graded stakes race today at Santa Anita. That's the Santa Isabel, goes as race number 6 on the card. That's 3-year-old fillies. Again, there are Kentucky Oaks qualifying points on the line. And the morning line favorite, 4-5, a big favorite for trainer Bob Baffert, is Kinza, coming off a win in the Las Virginas.
First of all, good morning, guys. Kinza is 4-5, and I don't know which Kinza is going to show up today. I don't think if she runs her race that she ran in the Las Virginas, she does not deserve to be 4-5. She had everything her own way. I thought it was unspectacular, her win. And there's some horses in here can run a little bit. That said, it's Bob Baffert with an undefeated filly who ran Giant in her debut. Certainly you have to use her, but I think she's just a bad gamble today. I like the way Navy Bell won at First Asking. She ran down a Baffert horse by the name of Showcard, who had an easy lead, did it from a wide position. She kind of did it on her own, showed a nice kick, came the last part in about 6 seconds flat. She looks like a horse that's going to love the added distance today. So I think Navy Bell might be the way to go. She's short on experience, but it looks like she's got some talent. Ultimate Authority. Now, if you're a figures person, for me, I do my own figures. She earned a mega number on February 2. Even though the time was slow, guys, the track was exceedingly slow. And I have that as actually a faster final time than, say, Kinza's mile in the Las Virginias. In winning Ultimate Authority and the second-place finisher, Where's My Ring, they were only 18 lengths clear of the rest of the field that day. So it was a legit race, and Ultimate Authority could be the improver in here. I think she's another horse you got to take a close look at. I think it's a pretty evenly matched group. I certainly don't think that anyone deserves to be 4-5 in here. But I would give the nod to the 6, Navy Bell, take a close look at the 1, Ultimate Authority. And, you know, obviously you can't throw out Baffert on the 4, Kinza, but I think she's beatable.
So another in a wide-open race in a series of good wide-open stakes races today at Santa Anita. Bob Ike, what do you have for Mr. Bruce?
Hey, Bruce, I know you get involved with the Golden Hour bets, the double and the pick 4, and we get two selections from you. So let's start with Golden Gate. Where do you want to go?
Let's go to the final race and the bottom horse in the final race. These are $4,000 claiming horses. Let's take a look at the eight horse in here, Warren's Candyman, a horse that used to run in Southern California. Check out the last race. It was against slightly better at a mile with a seven-pound apprentice. And I'll tell you what, guys, this horse was super rank. He took a hold of this horse pretty much right after the start for about five furlongs. He had the emergency brakes on, basically. This horse was just, you know, running against the rider. And by the time he started to ride, the two front runners got away. He actually made a move in the contention. I think he just took the starch right out of this horse early and still gave a decent account of himself. This is a huge rider switch today going to Alexander Chavez. He is one of the top riders in Northern California. He's I think he's the top percentage rider. This horse shortens up in distance. His sprint wasn't that bad two races ago. He didn't get out of the gate particularly well against the better field. I love the rider switch, the shortening in distance. So in race eight, number eight, Warren's Candyman listed at 6-1 on the morning line.
So that's Golden Gate, race number eight. Horse number eight, easy to remember, number six, 6-1 on the morning line. Number eight, Warren's Candyman at Golden Gate. And Bruce, we always ask you for a play at Santa Anita. What do you got in Southern California today?
Let's go to the second race. I know this is one of the non-glamour races on a great card today, but I really like the gamble today on the fourth, Thrust, who broke maiden at Los Alamitos in start number five with a neat front-running win. This horse dueled early and then just kind of won convincingly in a good performance. I think they were asking a lot of this guy coming back 2 months later to try to go a mile. Again, that's February 30, tried a mile. The slowest track of the meet at Santa Anita. This was a rally-wide day, especially in the route races. He laid second behind the front runner, actually briefly had the lead in mid-stretch and then gave way, but running against the bias on that slow day, he really never had a chance. I love him cutting back in distance today. He's got enough speed to be up close or maybe up front. Should have a lot of stamina built into him coming off that slow mile race. So in race two, let's go with the four, Thrust. Again, 6-1 on the morning line.
That's Santa Anita, race number two, horse number four, Thrust, 6-1 on the program. That's for Bruce. Bruce, what do you have available today at betonbruce.com?
Full card analysis, excellent card today at Santa Anita with the late races from Gulfstream Park, audio included. We have four best plays, a couple of golden hour plays at Golden Gate, and also best bets at Santa Anita with audio.
Sounds good. We'll let you get going today, Bruce. Good luck, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Take care, guys.
That was Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. And, Bob, before we take our next break, let's talk a little bit about if you can't get to Santa Anita Day, a couple of different options for you, a place that you know very well up in the Inland Empire. How about the Derby Room?
Definitely get out to the Derby Room, one of my favorite spots. Unfortunately, can't be there this weekend, but I'll make up for it, John. Great staff, great food and beverage menu. Good audio-visual presentation. So that's the Derby Room. And also, if you're in the southern area, San Clemente, the beach area, OC Tavern is now open, and that's at 2369 South El Camino Real Road in San Clemente, just right off the 5 freeway, easy to get in and out of. And, John, we were there a few weeks ago, saw the renovations, and we think that's going to be a very, very promising spot to reopen at the OC Tavern. So we're going to have to get up there, John, as well. And we should also mention the Golden Hour, or I'm sorry, the Coast to Coast today. We didn't talk about that, John. Good five races, and they're all stakes races. The first leg is at Gulfstream Park. Race 9 goes off at 106, and then Gulfstream Race 10, and then 6, 7, and 8 from Santa Anita. All stakes races. Not huge fields today, John, but I know this is a bet we look at, and I thought the favorites were somewhat vulnerable in every single leg. It's a dollar bet and a 15% takeout, so the value is definitely there for the coast-to-coast today.
Absolutely. Well, let's go ahead and take our next break. When we come back, we're going to go around the country. We'll talk to John Hardoon, get an update on the Tampa Bay Derby, today's biggest three-year-old prep races in down in Tampa Bay. We'll also get the conditions up at Aqueduct, and then we'll go to South Florida and check in with our buddy Toby Callett. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA here on the Home of Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA, and on the Angels Radio app.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos, with exciting action every Saturday and Sunday night. Coming up at Los Alamitos will be the finals to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks and the Grade 2 El Primero del Año Derby. The talented filly Asher posted the fastest time to the Oaks, while multiple stakes winner Double Down 1-2-3 and Grade 1 finalist Southern Divine are among the other top contenders. The Oaks final is on Saturday, March 23rd. Meanwhile, in the El Primero, graded stakes winner Political Rivalry and Five Bar Supreme will head the final on Sunday, March 24th. And as always, Los Alamitos will feature night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours, with strong pools every racing night. And our $10,000 pick six promo continues on Sunday nights when there's not a carryover. Looking for a great place to enjoy all the weekend action from around the country? The Vessels Club has a table just for you. For reservations, call 714-820-2681. It's the best of racing, always at Los Alamitos.
Attention California horse players. It's time to saddle up for action with DKHorse.com. Provided by DraftKings, DKHorse.com is a great way to watch and wager on racing throughout the country and around the world. And here's an offer you just can't beat. Go to DKHorse.com, sign up using the code HORSE, and get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. It's easy, it's fast, and DKHorse.com offers a complete menu of tracks to choose from, plus the latest handicapping products and key tools like race replays, pedigree information, and betting guides to help make you a winner. Join the DraftKings family with DKHorse.com and watch and wager on the DK Horse app starting today. Remember, use the code HORSE when you sign up, and you're a guaranteed winner before the gates open. Welcome to the DraftKings family. Welcome to DKHorse.com.
From Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar, and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at BetOnBruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
Get an early start and win your way into the 2025 National Horse Player Championship. The Wager to Win Handicapping Contest at the Treasure Island Hotel Casino in Las Vegas, April 20th and 21st, offers the top two finisher spots for the 2025 National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. And winners will also receive up to 4 nights complimentary accommodations and round-trip airfare. Players will also share in cash prizes of up to $180,000. Entry fee is $500, and space is limited to just 60 players, so sign up now. You must be an NHC Tour member to qualify. Memberships are available at ntra.com. For more information, call 800-944-3777. Special room rates during the tournament are available at Treasure Island, so make plans now to come out and win your way to the National Horse Player Championship.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Heaven, but don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing.
And welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo with Bob Ike, and Bob, let's give a mention to here's a winner that that works for anybody who's playing horses today, and that's the new availability for California residents to the app DK Horse. This is a satellite wagering ADW company, and it's a great place to take your best shot.
On last week, and he talked about it. He had been a longtime sportsbook director in Las Vegas. He's now with DK Horse. So there's a great promo app ad right now. If you get the app and you use the code HORSE, H-O-R-S-E, when you sign up, you get a 100% bonus sign up to $250. So definitely take advantage of that at DK Horse. And, John, let's get the South Point number out there as well. Great place to be, especially in March. We've got the conference tournaments coming up. March Madness. Get a hold of Steve Johnson. He'll get you set up. His number there, 866-780-7223. Ask for Steve Johnson and get the Thoroughbred LA Horse Players rate. It's a great place, and like I said, I'll be there with a couple buddies playing the races from there next Saturday, John, so looking forward to that.
Well, that hot dog cart is going to take a beating over there by the Racebook of the South Point.
It definitely will. What are they up to now, John? $1.25 a hot dog? I mean, they've really jacked up their prices.
Yeah, it might be as high as $1.50, but you know what? If you give us a winner today and we can afford to buy a few hot dogs, we'll be okay. I tell you what, let's go ahead and bring in our next guest, and that's John Hardoon of the Ragas and Sheets. And John is going to do us a favor. He's going to take a look at the Tampa Bay Derby. But before we do that, John, the passing this week of Larry Letterman, the longtime track announcer back on the East Coast. This is a guy you knew a little bit, and just wanted to get your reflections and your opinion of Larry Letterman. I loved his calls. He was a real character.
He really was, and it's a terrible loss. You know, unfortunately, every week on the show, we seem to be talking about someone that passed away, and he was really a terrific guy. You won't find anyone that had a bad word to say about him. He was extremely entertaining. He used to call races in Atlantic City Race Course, and the Arabian races were running like in slow motion, so he would start reading baseball scores while he was calling the race. He was really entertaining. He was one of a kind. I know he was very close with Frank Viramonte, so sad day, and we move on.
Well, I'll tell you what, John, you didn't have enough to do today between Oaklawn Park, Aqueduct, Santa Anita, and Gulfstream Park. You're going to take a look at Tampa Bay today. They've got a terrific card with the feature races, the Tampa Bay Derby and the Florida Oaks. And that Tampa Bay Derby goes as the 11th race, goes about 2:20 our time in Southern California. And you've got two prohibitive favorites in here, number 7, No More Time, and number 5, Domestic Product. Is it simple? Is as simple as that, just the two favorites?
Unfortunately, it is. If you remember last time out in the San F. Davis on the show, we gave out No More Time, and he won. And listen, he's got the edge over Domestic Product, the 5-horse, but take nothing away from Domestic Product. He closed into a 50-half last time out. He was really up against it and still put in a solid effort. However, No More Time has a win over the track at the same distance, and it's a 2-horse race, probably a good race to watch. I don't know if you really want to bet it.
Well, Bob Ike, what do you have for Mr. Hardoon?
Yeah, good morning, John. Just first of all, let's get the conditions at Aqueduct, and then I want to get the first of your two radio plays wherever you want to go.
Okay, well, it's the weather is fine at Aqueduct. It's a beautiful day. Rain is coming later in the day towards the end of the card. Hopefully they get it in before the rain hits. But if you're handicapping for tomorrow, you certainly will be looking at a wet track. So today it's fast, and they hopefully will get through the races without any weather situations.
So how about your first play today?
Okay, so first of our two radio plays is actually going to be back at Tampa Bay, and it's going to be the 9th race today, the Hillsborough. It's a grade 2 stakes. And I love the number 8 horse in here, Star Fortress. This is a 5-year-old mare from the Sherry DeVoe barn. She draws an outside box with a late scratching there of the morning line favorite, one of the two Chad Brown horses in the race. But the other Chad Brown horse, Fluffy Sox, is going to be the big favorite. And I think she's up against it. She needs pace, and there's not much pace in this race. Number 8, Star Fortress, is going to get the first run. Tyler Gaffleon takes the mount for Sherry DeVoe. 7-2 on the morning line. I like number 8, Star Fortress, to win today's 9th race out of Tampa Bay Downs.
So that's the 9th race at Tampa Bay Downs. Number 8, Star Fortress, 7-2 on the program. That's for John Hardoon. And, John, did you want to come out to Southern California? You want to go back to New York? Where do you want to make your second play?
We're going to look at the 4th race today at Aqueduct, 6.5 furlongs on the main track. It's a maiden race, but it's an interesting maiden race. Wyda Barrios' half-brother runs in this race, but he's a 4-year-old making his first start. I like the price horse in here, number 6, Excellent Men. A 4-year-old yelling from the David Jacobson barn, Isaac Castillo aboard to ride. He's listed at 8-1 on the morning line. He's an improving horse, getting better with each start. He was totally against the track last time out. Look for number 6, Excellent Men, 8-1 on the morning line, to upset and win today's 4th race out at Aqueduct.
That's race number 4 at Aqueduct, number 6, Excellent Man, 6-1 or 8-1? 8-1 on the program for John Hardoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good price. And, John, what do you have available today at johnhardoon.com?
We have Aqueduct, Gulfstream, Oakland, and Santa Anita selections.
You're going to be a busy man. Enjoy the day. Cash some tickets like you did last weekend where you gave us the Gotham Exacta, Deterministic to Just a Touch. That was 17-1. And R. Kelly Kim, the winner of the very one at Gulfstream Park. So you've been a busy guy. You're seeing the ball. And let's keep it rolling today, John.
Okay, guys. Thanks. Stay safe and be well. Talk to you soon.
That was John Hardoon of the Rags and the Sheets. And let's go down to South Florida now and bring in Toby Callett from TobyCallett.com and today's RacingDigest.com. And, Toby, you had mentioned to me this week that you also had a little bit of a Larry Letterman story. I wanted to let you, say what you want to say about Mr. Letterman.
Well, not much to add as far as what kind of a guy that he was. The interesting thing is that he had battled some similar problems as a mutual friend Mike Mitchell had. I remember Mike telling me about having a conversation with Larry about some of his physical issues and woes, and I think Larry might have found some comfort in having those chats. But as John Hardoon mentioned about reading baseball scores in the Arabian races, one evening years ago, back in the old Gulfstream press box, John Hines, who was the simulcast director there, knew Larry. He's a Jersey guy. And they were having a chat. And this was at the late, great Garden State Park. They were running down the backstretch. And as they ran down the backstretch, he gave us a big hello to John Hines and Toby Callett. Half in 47 and 4, onward and onward they went. He was really, really, I mean, unique in the things that he could get said and never miss a beat while calling a race. He was a character, and I guess it's a lost breed, shall we say, as guys having personality, being able to display that kind of personality in a race call.
Bob Ike, what do you have for Toby?
Real quick, just Dick Girardi wrote an article. I think it went up on the Parks website yesterday, and he had a similar story. He was at the Final Four with some sports writers, and they were at an off-track facility outside of Indianapolis, and he called Larry in the press box or in the announcer's booth and asked him to get their names into the call, and he did just that, similar to what Toby was talking about. Sounds like a great guy. I never got to meet him, unfortunately. Well, Toby, let's switch gears to the conditions at Gulfstream, and I've been watching the weather all week there because, you know, I'm keenly interested in this coast-to-coast, and I haven't seen a lot of rain, but Gulfstream has been off the turf a lot, including some races today. What's going on?
Well, Wednesday, in all fairness, with the rain that we'd had earlier in the week or that they had down there, we had a lot of showers throughout Florida, and it was hit and miss. But Wednesday, I could see them being off, and then they had some severe rain during the day on Thursday. So yesterday, I actually leaned towards the Crepetta for the selections. Today, they threw me a complete curveball. It was beautiful all day, all over South Florida yesterday. I know that the course drains well. I did three grass races today, completely fooled. They are leaving the race that we're going to make the radio play, the ninth race, the Silks Run on the turf. But again, and I use this as a segue. I heard you guys earlier in the show with the hype and stuff. And it's like every week there's something to say, okay? This will be quick. This show has a lot of very sharp, experienced handicappers. I'm going to say, about 200 years worth of serious experience between you guys, Bob Mazursky, John Hardoon, and so forth. How long has it been that none of us could ever say anything smart that a racetrack or a governing body did in racing? You have one thing in your entire life to say, well, hey, they picked up on this. They did the player a favor. I don't know of any incident. I'm all ears. It doesn't have to be now, but in a future broadcast, to where what sometime will they ever think about us, so to speak. I'm done. I'm off the soapbox.
All right. Well, the thing I got about that, Toby, you said you like the ninth today, and I've got my pen out. So who are we going to go with in the Silks Run, which is the only race that remains on the turf today at Gulfstream?
Well, I'm going to go with the lightly raced but very talented number six, Kanthari. As you see, he has big gaps between races. He's 5 years old. He's run five times. He's 3-for-3 at Gulfstream. He's a pure turf sprinter. He gets the job done here. Behind him, we're looking at the two Big Invasion, the one Panther Island, and the five Capola. That's 6-2-1-5 to get live for some cash for later in today's ninth at Gulfstream Park.
All right, that's the ninth race today. Kanthari, number six in the program, 4-1 at Gulfstream Park for Toby Callett at TobyCallett.com. Toby, we'll let you get going. Enjoy the rest of the day. They're already underway at Gulfstream Park, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
I look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
That was Toby Callett. Let's go ahead and take our final break. When we come back, we're going to talk to our man at Los Alamitos, Mr. Michael Rono, get a radio play from him under the lights tonight at Los Al. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA right here on the home of Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA, and on the Angels Radio app.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Fans, we have a great weekend of live racing lined up at Santa Anita Park. Today brings us the Grade 3 San Simeon Stakes and the Grade 3 Santa Isabel Stakes. But the highlight of today's card is the Grade 1 Beholder Mile, which includes Grade 1 winner Adair Manor and the good-looking Todd Pletcher and Vader Greenup. First post today is 12:30 p.m. Sunday is highlighted by the $100,000 China Doll Stakes, with daylight savings moving the clock forward. First post Sunday will be 1 p.m. with gates opening at 11 a.m. Today, we will also have a jockey signing and print giveaway, with the first 1,000 fans in attendance receiving a free Santa Anita jockey colony print with paid admission. The jockeys will be on hand to sign those prints from 11:15 to 12:15 p.m. in the East Paddock Gardens. Our infield is open again, so bring the whole family. And while you're out here, pick up a collector's edition Lava Man pin. And mark your calendars as we will bring you the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby on April 6th, right here at Santa Anita, the great race place.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Attention, California horse players. It's time to saddle up for action with DKHorse.com. Provided by DraftKings, DKHorse.com is a great way to watch and wager on racing throughout the country and around the world. And here's an offer you just can't beat. Go to DKHorse.com, sign up using the code HORSE, and get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. It's easy, it's fast, and DKHorse.com offers a complete menu of tracks to choose from, plus the latest handicapping products and key tools like race replays, pedigree information, and betting guides to help make you a winner. Join the DraftKings family with DKHorse.com and watch and wager on the DK Horse app starting today. Remember, use the code HORSE when you sign up, and you're a guaranteed winner before the gates open. Welcome to the DraftKings family. Welcome to DKHorse.com.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back to the final segment of ThoroughbredLA.com. And, Bob, a couple of things. Again, want to remind everybody, with the time change tonight, turn your clocks ahead an hour. First post time at Santa Anita will be at 1 p.m. That's a 1 p.m. post Sunday. Again, the usual 12:30 today. And, Bob, we don't mention our website enough. Let's talk about what you can see here there at ThoroughbredLA.com.
Right. We've got all the shows archived. You can listen live streaming if you're not in the radio area for AM 830. Obviously, get online at ThoroughbredLA.com. That's ThoroughbredLA.com. Again, all the shows are archived. If you want to go back and listen to maybe something foolish that we may have said along the line, John, you can go back and, listen to it and play it back over and over again. Move the clocks forward, although nobody really has to do that anymore with the cell phone alarms, right, John? They do it for you. We lose an hour's sleep. First post tomorrow at Santa Anita is 1 p.m.
Well, let's go ahead and bring in our final guest, and that's Mr. Michael Rona, the track announcer down at Los Alamitos. And, Michael, with the cancellation last Saturday, I saw you headed out to Las Vegas, did a little soccer watching, didn't you?
Actually, it was Australian Rugby League.
Oh, was it rugby? Okay.
Yeah, it was a season opener, a big promotion to expose the game to an American audience, to promote it here. And, unique opportunity for me, given the cancellation at Los Alamitos. So I made a beeline for Vegas, and it was a lot of fun.
Well, we're back to watching and wagering tonight, but before we get a play from you for tonight's card, you had the Oaks and the El Primero Del Año trials both last Sunday. Anybody in either sets of trials catch your eye?
Well, the fastest two qualifiers in the El Primero Del Año Derby trials, strictly to me, looked the ones to beat in the final. Fastest qualifier being Political Rivalry, who was the champion two-year-old gelding of last season. He won 6 of 7 starts last year, and he was brilliant in victory from the rail draw in his trial. The second fastest qualifier, though, is a later developing type who was a very expensive yearling purchase. He's trained by Monte Arosa, SC Time to Run. He's really coming into his own, and he can give Political Rivalry something to think about in the final, that's for sure. In the Oaks, Asher was the fastest qualifier by a significant margin. She had won the last stakes race of last season and was spectacular in victory in her three-year-old debut. But there is one horse who just scraped in as the 9th of 10 fastest qualifiers who might be flying under the radar come the final in a couple of weeks. A filly called Market Analyst, who had a very light preparation coming into her trial, only one 220-yard turn and work, not even a gate work. And she was 7-2 on Ed Burgard's morning line, friendless in the wagering, went off at 11-1. I think she did really well to finish third. She got into the final field. I think she has the scope to take the biggest step forward condition-wise. So Market Analyst potentially is a filly I'll be talking to you about come the final in a couple of weeks from now.
Bob Ike, what do you have for Mr. Rona here?
Michael, how about a post time tonight in your radio play?
We kick off at 6:05 for tonight's program, 9 races. The final event is a very good quality allowance at 300 yards. For three-year-olds and up, it sees the return to action of Cattail Cove, who's now a 7-year-old. He contested as a 2-year-old the last 2 million futurity Ed Burgard called. He's been a marvelous horse over so many seasons. But I think that a value play might be his next-door neighbour in the gate for the same trainer, number 2, I'm a Sixie Man. He has the ability to match strides with this field, and 9-2, I think he's worth a shot. Race 9, number 2, I'm a Sixie Man. Give him a go at 9-2.
9-2, number 2, I'm a Sixie Man, race number 9 at Los Alamitos. Michael, we're short on time. I want to thank you so much, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Thanks, fellas. Hooroo.
All right, thanks for listening, everybody. We've got Mike Willman here tomorrow from 8 to 10 a.m. Bob, thanks for co-hosting. Take the weekend off next weekend, and don't get in too much trouble in Las Vegas.
Try not to, John. Thank you.
All right, guys, have a good day today. Cash some tickets, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Good luck. People,
Yakety-yak and streak and waste your time of day. But Mr. Ebb will never speak unless he has something to say. A horse is a horse, of course, and this one will talk to his voice.